Talking of someone rather special, he looks more like Bob Dylan than Biggles, perhaps. But do you know what? My reporter Tamir, before he became a 70s throwback and my reporter for this week, he was a military man, which is why I thought he'd fit right in with the 134 Bedford squadron of the Air Cadets over in Shortstown this afternoon, to where we can cross to him. Now, how's it going, Tamir?
It's going really well. I've been across the bridge. I'm going to be doing it again. They're transporting equipment across it now, which is quite interesting. There's a lot of shouting. There's a lot of cadets sort of huddled in the corner next to the bridge. I think they're discussing tactics. But I've managed to wrench away a couple of them here. And with me I have Corporal Michael Every and Cadet Rebecca Ward, Flight Sergeant Esther Russell, and Cadet Peter Clough. Now, these guys have been in here. Have been in the cadets for the last few years, ranging from 3.5 years to 2 years. They've been here for quite a while. But I'm intrigued because obviously as a cadet myself, I had one sort of goal, and that was to get to be a pilot in the RAF. But it's really interesting talking to these guys now because it's only Michael, Corporal Michael here, that wants to be a pilot. Is that right? And it's not even with the Air Force, is it, Michael?
No, it's not. I want to be a Navy pilot.
A Navy pilot. And what do you want to be flying?
Lynx helicopters.
Now, that's now for anybody who doesn't know, helicopters are the hardest machines to fly in any of the military, any aircraft. Helicopters are the hardest thing to fly. And what made you, well, why did you join the Air Cadets then, Michael? If you wanted to be a Navy pilot, why come to the Air Cadets?
You get the chance to fly, and it's just, you just generally get more challenges.
And it's not the uniform, is it?
No.
you prefer the Air Cadets uniform, or...?
I think so, because there's a sort of a wider range.
Absolutely. And so, you want to go in to be a pilot, and that's something that you're aiming for. And have you done any flying with the cadets here?
Well, I've been in a few planes and about 4 or 5 helicopters.
4 or 5 helicopters. Now, you know, how often do you get to fly when you're here?
About 3 or 4 times a year, so...
That's pretty good. That's excellent. And you know, we have Cadet Rebecca Ward here as well. She's been a cadet for the last 3 years. Is that right, Rebecca?
Yeah, that's right.
And what do you want to be doing when you finish here?
I'm going on to college, and then after that, I'll be travelling and doing some work, and then I want to join the police force afterwards.
So you don't want to join the Air Force either. You want to go into the police. What do you want to do in the police? Have you got any ideas, or is it?
No, I haven't got any ideas yet. Still keeping an open mind on what I want to do.
And somebody else that wants to join the police force as well is Flight Sergeant Esther Russell, who's also been... She's been here for... Well, you tell us.
I've been here for 5 years.
And what makes you come back every week? Why have you... I mean, what's the drawing point to being part of the ATC?
I've reached quite a high rank in cadets, and I get to teach quite a few cadets. And knowing that I give my knowledge to them and they go away with something extra and they learn something new is quite fulfilling for me.
And why the police force then? Why do you not want to go into the military?
I see more interest in the police force. I'd like to become a dog handler in the police force.
Oh, fantastic. Not a dog handler in the RAF at all?
No, I want to stay with the police force.
Stay with the police. And we also have Cadet Peter Clough here. Now I'll just quickly say here, Peter isn't just a cadet, are you, Peter?
No. I also go to Boys Brigade.
Boys Brigade. Now, I didn't know that they still were kicking around.
Yeah, they still.
And why, I mean, are you still a part of the Boys Brigade?
Yes, I'm afraid I am.
And why join the ATC then? What's the difference between the Boys Brigade and the Air Traffic Control, I was going to say, Air Training Corps?
We get a lot more challenges. There's a lot more fun, a lot more teamwork. Yeah, it's a lot better.
And what do you want? I mean, do you want a career in the military?
Yeah, I want to go into the RAF.
Doing?
Engineering officer.
So out of the 4 people that sat here with me, Catherine, only one person wants to actually go into the Air Force as an engineer. So that's brilliant. Now, talk to me a bit more about this wing competition that you guys are coming up to. We were talking to your guys earlier, to Oliver and to... slipped my mind again now. Chris. Sorry, Chris. Sat over in the corner there. And they were telling us about your Wing Field Day competition. They were telling you guys are sort of the reigning champions. Is that right?
Yes, we are the reigning champions for drill 2 years running and for Field Day last year.
So when is this competition is going to be?
23rd to 24th of June this year.
Excellent. And where is it going to be held?
RAF Witten.
Now, this is, when we're talking about the Wing Field Day, just explain a little bit more about what does wing mean? I mean, is this a national competition? Is this going to be a local competition? Who are you competing with?
It's just the local squadron, so it's a wing competition, which means there's 30 squadrons in the wing. and basically they just compete over a weekend.
And what happens if you guys win sort of the wing competition? Do you go up to another level, or what's the plan there, Rebecca?
Yeah, we do. We go up to regional, and is it six regions? There is six regions. And we compete against the other six regions at a drill competition. There's other competitions going on as well, such as shooting, band competition as well.
Fantastic. That sounds brilliant. Shooting, drill competitions. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on there. Quite exciting. If speaking to anybody that wants to join the air training corps, what would you say to them? I mean, what would be your one word? Each person gives me one word why they should join the ATC. Anybody that's listening now, or if anybody's listening that has children that think, well, what can they do over Easter? What can they do, during Mondays and Wednesday nights? What would you say? What would be the one hook word that you guys give about the ATC? We'll start with you.
Excellent.
Phenomenal. Exciting. Amazing.
So there's pretty powerful words there, you know. So if anybody's thinking about doing something for their kids, why not join one of the cadet corps? So we'll cross back now. We'll come back now to Oliver, and we'll come back to Chris, and we'll just quickly have a quick word with them about what else the air training corps here. Sorry, I'm just sort of shuffling along the ground towards the guys who are sitting here in the corner. Oliver. So you've got the wing competition coming up. You've got a lot of activities happening. What would you say to people that, you know, wanted to bring their kids to the air training corps?
I would say if they enjoy being active and being outside, being indoors, building bridges, climbing around in the woods, you know, generally doing all sorts of activities. Basically, take as many activities as you can possibly think of and treble it. That's what's available to these guys here. And if they're interested in anything at all to do with flying or teamwork or leadership or adventure training, then contact us and come and get involved.
And is there another, I mean, is there somewhere that people could look up, is there a website that anybody can go to, Chris? Is there somewhere that people can go and find out a little bit more about the Air Training Corps before they join up?
Probably the best way of finding out about us is on our website, which is www.134.org.uk. And that has all the information, every event that we ever attend is on there, and there's probably all the information there.
So that's www.134.org.uk, and that's your personal, that 134 is for the 134 Bedford Squadron, is that right?
That's right. Even if you live out of the area, you can still look up there, and from there you can find out information about other squadrons that may be closer to yourself. We have information that will be very similar to all the other squadrons in the country and in the Bedfords and Bucks region.
Excellent. And just finally, you guys, give me one word each. If you wanted somebody to join, I mean, obviously Easter's coming up now. You guys have got, well, you guys are all civilians as well. You're working as well as putting this on. So, you know, what would you say to people that do want to join?
I don't really think there is one word that can describe it. I got involved with the Air Cadets at the age of 14. And I'm now nearly 27, and I'm still here running around playing a big kid, although in the supervisory role these days. But I don't think there is one word that can describe what's available here. I think the four cadets themselves previously summed it up with their words.
No, that's brilliant. And it's very important to also say that you guys, you know, you're not in the military, you guys are civilians. You do have your own jobs as well, you have your own commitments.
Absolutely.
And you do make, you know, that you are volunteers in order to put these... to fit these cadets to help them to achieve their goals, is that right?
Yeah, sure. And we all had the benefits when we were cadets, when we were sort of teenagers, and it's nice now having the opportunity to give something back. And like I say, it's our hobby as well, and we get our own fun and involvement out of it as well.
Now, talking of fun and involvement, I just quickly want to mention that they're building a hovercraft here as well, which is absolutely amazing. I've been in now. I played with some hovercrafts before, but this thing is beautiful. It's massive. It's not just any kind of hovercraft. It is going to be sort of the ATC's PR magnet, I think, is what you guys described it as. And we've been invited to come back and play with the hovercraft in about a month's time. So I'm really looking forward to that. I can see that the cadets are getting a little bit sort of nervous now. They're trying to get the stuff across the ropes. So I'm going to go off and play a little bit more with these guys. I'm very excited. We're just going to get the website address again one more time from you, Chris, and then we'll wrap it up to you, Catherine, and I'm going to go play on the ropes.
Sure. Sure, that's www.134.org.uk.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, guys, and cadets, here I come.
Thank you very much indeed. Tamir Rasparani there, former air cadet, former pilot scholar, and now he's swinging on the ropes with the cadets. He's absolutely contented as anything this afternoon. It's very nice when we can send someone along to do something they absolutely love.